This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Morgan Felchner is the editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine. She joins us on the long line from her office in Washington. Good afternoon, Morgan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, been looking forward to it. Thank you for spending some time with us. I know you're quite busy. I would like to introduce this magazine to the listeners. The listeners to this program are very savvy public affairs. They're interested in politics. They track politics slightly above the average person out there. And I think it's important that they know about Campaigns and Elections magazine. And I was saying before you came on in the last break, every industry has its magazine. There's, you know, if you want to know what's going on in the restaurant business or the bar business or car sales or radio, they all have their Bible. They all have their magazine that the people in that industry read regularly. And the folks in politics and campaigns and political consultants, they read Campaigns and Elections. Tell folks exactly what it is Campaigns Elections magazine is, how long it's been around, and what you might find in it between the covers there.
Well, Campaigns and Elections is a monthly magazine, and we cover the business and trends of politics. We actually cover behind the scenes, so it sounds exactly like what your listeners are looking for. We don't just cover the horse race of politics. We cover who's working on the campaigns and the strategies that they're using and what's working and what's not. So it's really kind of a behind-the-scenes look at politics.
And what I find so interesting is that you can read Campaigns and Elections magazines and see discussions about strategy taking place. And then months later during the campaign season, you'll see those strategies at work. So even before it hits the news or even before a politician opens his or her mouth months from now, you'll see this sort of stewing and cooking in the covers of your magazine.
Right. Our goal is always to catch the strategy and catch the new tactics before they become mainstream. So we're always digging and looking and kind of and really analyzing what the campaigns are doing right now so that we can figure out what they're going to be doing, you know, 10 months from now. Already we're looking at the 2008 presidential election, what the strategies are going to be then, and how people are going to be different online and with Get Out the Vote and all sorts of different campaign techniques. So we're already seeing some differences in the way that campaigns are going to operate in 2008.
Morgan Felchner, our guest editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine. Let's explore that idea. What are some of the things that you're looking at now that your writers are bringing back to the editorial room that they're discovering about the presidential election in 2008?
Well, of course, we're seeing a lot of people entering the presidential race. So every day we get some sort of story about an exploratory committee being formed or someone expressing interest. So we're definitely doing that. We're covering a lot of that on our website. But what we really do in the pages of the magazine is look at where those people are lining up. And one of the big things that we've found is that people are already dividing themselves into the have and have-nots, which is happening way earlier this cycle than it ever has before. We already know who the front runners are on both sides of the aisle, and that's not something that we knew in 2004 or 2000. And in terms of strategy, online strategy is changing so quickly. But what we see now is a lot of people really taking advantage of sites like Facebook and MySpace and using the social networks to really get their campaign message out. We saw Dean do a little bit of that in 2004, but what he did is primitive compared to what the candidates can do now, and that's what we're going to see a lot of in 2008.
And along those same lines, you think we might see a lot more use of YouTube. It seems like politicians have been slow to pick up that all they need is and perhaps Makaka taught them this, that all they need is a camera to follow them, and every single day they could be putting up campaign commercials.
Exactly. The Makaka scandal is the one that really broke YouTube into the mainstream and really showed the power of YouTube and the power of bloggers. Without bloggers and without YouTube, that incident could have gone away. You know, Alan could have won. But because bloggers were forwarding that around and it was so readily available on YouTube, it spelled the end of his campaign. And candidates really are getting wise to YouTube, and they know that even if they're not producing ads specifically for YouTube, just putting their regular campaign commercials on YouTube helps them. They reach a completely different audience, and they get forwarded around, and there's a lot to be said for viral marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, if folks don't know, that's if you see a video you like, you pass it on to somebody else, they pass it on to them, and it has a viral, it takes on a life of its own on the Internet, and then you just all of a sudden you see it everywhere. And one of the most appealing things about YouTube must be to campaigns is that it's free.
Exactly. They don't have to pay anything to post it there. And if they actually, if they do an ad that's good enough, it'll get forwarded around and will get more attention than an ad that's running on TV. The one thing that, I will say about YouTube is that media organizations are kind of getting wise to it. They make sure, CNN I know especially, make sure that they don't discuss an ad on the air unless it has appeared on television, not just on YouTube and not online. So, you know, the news organizations are trying to, differentiate between the these two mediums, but voters aren't. You know, voters can watch it online, and they're just as happy watching it online and searching it out themselves. And, in fact, they feel more empowered when they're able to find the ad on their own.
Morgan Felchner, editor at Campaigns and Elections Magazine, our guest. Let's talk about the January issue. It just hit the newsstands, and we should point out that not only is this a special issue, but it's also, unlike most of your issues, it's available for free online.
Yes, this issue, actually, we had a sponsor help us put this issue for free online. It's actually available in a format that you can actually turn the pages. You get the exact same experience as you would if you had the magazine in front of you. And you can get that if you go to our website at campaignline.com.
Campaignline.com. And that is really cool. I don't know if folks out there have seen this kind of software where you have a magazine on your computer screen and you click this little place and the page turns. And so not only are you turning the pages of the magazine, there's text inside the magazine that is actually hot links. So you can click around through the magazine as if it was a web page, but you're actually looking at the magazine.
Right. It's a completely interactive version of Campaigns and Elections, and something that we've really enjoyed doing and hope to do more in the future.
And this January issue, Morgan, on the cover, I'm looking at it right now, it says, "A Boys Club No More," with a picture of the dome of the U.S. Capitol. What's this about?
This is actually our Women and Minorities issue, and I will point out that on the cover, for people who aren't looking at it, it's actually hot pink. So the issue, A Boys Club No More really refers to women and women in politics. So this is one issue that I was incredibly happy to get added to the editorial calendar and really happy to get out. This is the first time we've ever done a Women and Minorities issue, and we were really able to address in depth what it's like to be a woman in politics and how things are different in terms of running a campaign. We also were able to do really good interviews with people like Nancy Pelosi and to ask her what it feels like to be the first female speaker. So it's really an in-depth issue about women, how they, how their role in politics has changed and how they're different from men in terms of campaigning. And then we also take a look at the Hispanic community and how you can win with that particular community.
And that's what's so interesting is you really have the experts, the political consultants, writing these columns and saying, look, this is how you can win. This is the strategy that's working in this place, and this is what's not working. And it's sort of, if it's not clear now, it definitely should be in 2007 that the women vote and the Hispanic vote are absolutely critical, not just on a national level, but now in most states we're seeing with the face of immigration today, it's just absolutely critical that's part of your formula.
Exactly. That's exactly the reason that I wanted to add this issue to the editorial calendar. We recently went from 10 issues a year to 12, so we're truly monthly now, and that gave me the opportunity to add this issue, which I felt was very important for the current political climate, and also personally, it's something that was important to me to get an issue in about women and really be able to focus on women and minorities and how they're impacting politics.
And some other things that you might want to spotlight in the current January issue?
In the January issue, we also have a story called, we have five women to watch who aren't named Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi. We've heard a lot about Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, and we aren't discounting the fact that they are wonderful women in politics, but we wanted to take a look at some of the women who aren't mentioned so much and what sort of power they're going to have because of their committee appointments and their aspirations for higher office. We also have in Their Shoes article, which is the one I mentioned about Nancy Pelosi telling us what it felt like to be the first female speaker, we also have Keith Ellison, who's the first Muslim member of Congress. He told us what it feels like to be the first Muslim member of Congress, as well as a number of other people in that article. So that particular article is very fascinating to me. We're able to take a look inside these people's, their head and figure out what it feels like, what it took to get them there, and how they're achieving what they are now.
What Morgan, what are some of the things that you might have on the editorial calendar for this year?
Well, the next issue is actually something that I think that your readers would really enjoy. It's our lessons learned issue. In that particular issue, we take one last look back at 2006, and we have the experts from the different campaigns tell us what they learned. You know, the one thing that we've heard a lot of, it wasn't a good year to be a Republican. But we go a lot deeper than that in this particular article. And even though it wasn't a good year to be a Republican, there are some Republicans who won. And how did they win? And how were their campaigns different from their losing Republicans' campaigns? So this particular article is 15 pages long, so it's packed full of tips and best practices for 2007 and 2008. And I think it's a very valuable piece of information for people running for office from the local level all the way up to Senate, and also people who are just political junkies who just want to know how the campaigns worked and why their candidate lost or won.
It's a fascinating topic because I think there are folks out there making that argument that, oh, it was so bad for Republicans. But, you know, here in Virginia, as much as folks like to say that Democrats are on a surge and Virginia's turning purple instead of red, every single Republican was sent back to Congress. And I think there was only one in the second district. There was only one that was even close. So that's pretty interesting. Morgan Felchner is the editor at Campaigns and Elections magazine, and we're happy to announce that she'll be joining us on a regular basis as we move forward into 2007 and track the statewide elections here in Virginia. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com and at wina.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.